Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right. Well, happy Monday, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My brother, Charles, welcome back, man. You're always here, and it's always nice to have you.
As I always say, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and best day ever.
Best day ever. Again, we welcome you to this program. We are a father-focused, father-friendly program, and we seek to empower fathers and the father figures to establish, reestablish, or maintain the connection between themselves and their children. We also have a second part to our mission to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. So, Charles, we are almost at the end of September.
Yes.
And we started the 1st of August, 2025. It seems almost like years ago, but yeah. It's just been a couple months, really. Really 2 full months.
There's been a lot crammed into those few weeks. So.
And we want to use this opportunity to say thanks to all our listeners and those who give feedback and those who have supported. And we ask again for your prayers. We really do need your prayers. At the end of October, we will have to make a very big decision as to whether or not this program is needed. Well, I shouldn't say whether it's needed. It is needed. But in terms of the support from the listening audience. But I do believe with all of my heart that it is the right time for such a message to empower fathers to be involved, to be connected to their children and their families. I think if there was ever a time that this whole concept, notion of fathers daddying up and being there, I say it's now.
Yes, and it's never not a good time.
Mm.
There's always a good time to dad up. And we just don't realize, especially when you're in it as dads, you don't realize how much our children need us until you're not in that situation.
Yeah. Today I want us to take a look at something that I think most, if not all, our listening audience will know. It's what we generally call the Lord's Prayer. I don't know who gave it that name, because really it should be the disciples' prayer, because Jesus wouldn't have prayed that prayer, forgive us our sins, because he never sinned. He can't sin.
Correct.
He won't sin. But we'll call it the Lord's Prayer. I want us to look at the very first verse, because I believe there's something there for us as fathers and father figures. If you don't mind, read that for us. It's in,
this one, they're in all the Gospels, but we'll be taking it from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And it reads, "In this manner, therefore pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name."
All right. I find it interesting that Jesus would teach his disciples to address the CEO of the universe. So he could have said, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Creator, and all the other things. But rather than teaching them to do that, he taught them to see God as their Father. And I was just thinking, Charles, of the president. Forget the politics now. I think some ears may have perked up as I said that. But imagine the president is in the Oval Office. He's having a meeting with big officials and Byron or any of his grandchildren wanted to go see him, I don't think they need to worry about, oh, well, do I have to get clearance from the Secret Service? They are his children.
Right.
So they go on that basis. And I don't think they say, oh, mighty President of the United States. They say dad or granddad because of the relationship.
Yes.
I find that to be fascinating because, yes, God is creator. God is King of Kings. God is all that. But yet we are encouraged, we are taught by Jesus to address him as dad.
Yes.
Abba.
And I see Jesus as laying the foundation that we can and will have an intimate relationship.
All right.
With our creator.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because when I heard with that verse that you just read, there are at least three ships. And no, it's not one of the jokes here. There are at least three ships that I want us to talk about and how that relates to us as dads. Number one is the relationship. Mm-hmm. I find scriptures to be so fascinating, man. I know, like you, a student of the word, it never ceases to amaze me. So in that very first line that you read there of the Our Father, I see two types of relationships. I see a horizontal relationship. I see the Our. So Peter and John and Thomas and even Judas, they were brothers.
Yes.
Our part. And I feel that is something that as dads should be both challenging and comforting, that we are not in this by ourselves. There's an ourness. I'm making up a word
here. There you go.
There's an ourness. There is a horizontal relationship, and I shouldn't feel alone because I'm not alone. I have fellow brothers out there. I have fellow dads out there, and you're one of my fellow brothers and dad or partners. There's that ourness.
Yes, and unfortunately, there are so many that feel like they're by themselves, that I'm going through this situation. I can't talk to anyone because no one understands. And that is simply not the case.
It's a lie from the pit of hell.
Yes.
Man. Yeah.
That's what the enemy does. He loves to isolate.
Oh.
Because the Bible says one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight.
That is another thing. I'm not a favorite of math. I mean, give me any other subject, but I find that to be fascinating.
Yes.
Even if the scriptures had said one shall chase 1,000 and two 2,000, that would still sound like massive to me, but it's like it's exponential.
Yes.
One 1,000 and two, like you and I, 10,000.
Yes.
Dave over there and all the other brothers over here, outside there, we're a force to be reckoned with.
And if that one person is not feeling his spirituality, feeling his connection with God, he can't chase that 1,000. And that's when the enemy will really work on his mind, because everything starts
with
in the mind.
You mentioned something about isolation.
Isolation.
Yeah. That's right. It's the same trick that the enemy used in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, yes.
He isolates before he assassinates. Mm-hmm. So he isolated Adam and Eve from each other. And even though when you reread Genesis, it says Adam was like standing there, so he may have been physically there, but there was some isolation, there was some separation. But yeah, the ourness, I think that is powerful. And we want to say to all the brothers, all the fathers out there, you are not alone. It might feel like that sometimes, but you are not.
And we are our brother's keeper.
Amen to that. So the hour of the Our Father is that horizontal part. But to go back to the very term you used at the top of your paragraph there, in your mind, paragraph, Our Father is the vertical relationship, which, again, we should never miss. Imagine if your child and my daughter were to come to me and they need something from me, but they start by saying, oh, famous Sheamus of the Turn Up Radio Show. Oh, CEO of the Father Child. I'm saying, child, okay. What do you need? Well, let's talk here.
What is going on? Yeah.
There is something about simply coming up and saying, Dad.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should belittle the fact that God is all that and more. CEO of the universe, master of all masters, king of kings. And I think, I'm not sure if it's how we were taught. I'm going to just tell you a little thing here, and I didn't plan on saying it, but it's true, okay. Though. I had an aunt when I was growing up who, if she was asked to bless the food before we ate, your belly better be full before she finishes, because she's starting from Genesis and Habakkuk and telling the Lord, I'm thinking, I'm hungry. My point is, we don't have to, I don't want to say butter up God. We need to acknowledge who he is, because he is God and there is none like him. But when we go to him, we go to him as children.
Yes.
And he is our dad. And we don't even have to change our voice either. Do you know how... Okay, sorry, I'm digressing here. Uh-huh. If we're talking to God, can we just use the normal voice? Like, the same voice you have there, man. It doesn't have to be sounding churchy.
And I think even when we go and say, Our Father, even though God doesn't have to be reminded that he's our Father, I think that really, and this is me thinking, I think that really perks his ears to hear, okay, my child is coming to me with something, even if we just want to talk and listen to God. When we say Our Father, that grabs his attention.
I think relationship does matter. Yes. I'm thinking aloud here now. You, it's your fault. So let's say we go into Walmart, and I see a child walking down the aisle and coming to me and say, can I have a candy, please? Okay. I'll think twice, and I'll probably pay for a candy. But if another child comes down and says, can I have a bicycle, please? I'm going to be looking around saying, where's your dad?
Yeah.
I don't own you. You get what I mean? There's no relationship there. Yeah. And I think relationship emboldens us. It makes us confident knowing he is our Father. Mm-hmm. And as children of his, we can go to him boldly. I like that.
Yes. And it's something, it's comforting to me also that my children think so, I hesitate to say highly, but they know that they can come to me.
Endearingly. They think of you that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because there are a lot of children, being a former foster parent, there are a lot of children that just did not have that relationship with their dad.
So you now just lead... It's as if we had planned this discussion, and let me tell you, listening audience, we don't sort of do our preview most times when we are on air here. It leads to the next important ship, mm-hmm. and that is fellowship. Mm. So even though there may be a legal/biological relationship by virtue of you created this child, you know, the mm-hmm. biological way, there is no fellowship there between that child and that dad. Yes. And I think it is important that we don't just acknowledge that God is our Father, yes, that relationship, but that we take the time, make the time, create the time to have fellowship.
Yes. Even with God being all-knowing, he knows us. But if we don't have that fellowship, how can we know him?
Oh, man. Yeah.
And yes, we can know him through his word, but I dare say we can understand his word better when we pray, Our Father. And you get that dialogue, and God reveals just a little bit more of himself to us.
And translate that now into us being fathers and our children. That same concept becomes a reality.
Yes.
That we don't just, or we shouldn't just see ourselves as the provider, the person who pays the child support, mm-hmm. the person who sends the gifts and the iPads and the iPods and whatever else. There needs to be fellowship between us
yes.
and our children, including our adult children, yes. by the way.
I had occasion to talk to a young man that was only child and given pretty much everything materially. But he was acting out a little bit in school.
So let me get this right. He had both mom and dad,
and very intelligent, capable of getting high grades, but he wasn't. And I talked with him to find out, okay, what is going on? Well, his mentality at the time that he wasn't getting the attention from his dad, and he felt at that time negative attention
was better than
no attention.
And let me get this right. You knew this family very well. He
yes.
was provided for, not
yes.
short of the fancy clothes and,
yes.
and all that. He had all of that.
Yes.
But
he
was craving
for... have the time from his dad. His dad, his mentality at the time was, I'm providing all of this for you. When I come home from work, I want to go into my man cave and leave me alone.
Man, that is powerful. That is
yes.
powerful.
And once I talked with him, the dad, and I said, your son just wants your time. He said, all of these material things are great, and they're great for a season. But ultimately, he gets tired of those things, and he wants to spend time with you.
The fellowship.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons in our mission statement, we didn't just say, establish, reestablish. We also say maintain the connection.
Mm-hmm.
I know some schools in Palm Beach County. They're good schools. They're fancy schools. If you were to stand on the sidewalk and just see some of the cars pulling mm-hmm. up in the morning, you'd think you're at the Ritz. And on all the fancy cars.
Right.
And there is the temptation to think that a program like this, the DADA program, wouldn't be needed in that neighborhood or
right.
that school,
mm-hmm.
which is so not so,
yes.
because they might be getting the presence from their dads, but not the presence of their
right.
dads.
Right. And that is that much more important. I remember when I was playing high school basketball, and whenever we went on an away game, I always looked to see if my dad was there. And
mm-hmm.
I was fortunate that in my last 2 years of high school, he made it to every away game but one. And that was just a comfort to know that even though, quote unquote, I'm in the enemy territory, I had one face up
mm-hmm.
there that would be for me. And that was always a comfort.
Man. Listen, before we go to the third shape, so we have talked about the relationship, and yes, as fathers, there is a biological connection between us and our children, or it might not be biological, it might be a legal one through adoption. There needs to be that other ship, the fellowship, mm-hmm. the communication, the dialogue, the rapport. But there's a third ship that we want to talk about. But before we get to that, let's go to DGJ.
Oh,
Dad's got jokes. I think I have a good one today. Well, I've always had a good one.
I'm actually not prepared.
Really?
So
all right.
You may have to go first.
So let me go while you are thinking of one. Of all the jokes that we have been telling, and I think there have only been a couple days that we didn't have one. Here's a question for you. Where is the best place to save all these dad jokes?
Okay.
So that we don't forget them like some people here. Where's the best place to save all these dad jokes that we have been having from August 1st?
I have no idea now.
We save it on a database.
Okay, you got that one.
And while you're still thinking of one, I just want to tell our wonderful listening audience that there are three ways, at least, that you can support this program and its longevity. It's one, to pray for us. Pray for and with us. We pray that God will use this platform that we have to touch the hearts and minds of our fathers and father figures, as well as our moms. We have a program called Mom Sense, where we work with moms to encourage them to open the door a little bit for dads to have access to their children where it's possible and advisable to make that happen. We also ask for your hours. We need at least 60 minutes of your week, 1 hour per week. We have a program that is being launched next month in at least two schools. We hope to make it in more, called Operation Daducation. This is when we encourage fathers and father figures to read to and or with their children. And 1 hour per week. And that 1 hour that you give doesn't even have to be given in one go. It could be 15 minutes on Monday, 15 on Wednesday, half an hour at a game, something like that. 1 hour per week. And because of technology, whether you're listening in Texas, like some people, or in Delaware, or any other state, you still can participate because of the wonders of technology. FaceTime, WhatsApp, what's the other one?
You're talking to the wrong one. We should have Mike here for that.
FaceTime, Zoom. Yeah, that's what
there
it
we
is.
Go.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But anyhow. Zoom. And then the third way is your dollars, your tax deductible contributions to this program actually help us do all of that and more, including what you heard last week, helping those fathers to find jobs and find a place to live. Today's show is sponsored by a person who wishes to remain anonymous, but again, we are grateful for your contribution. If you wish to support us in one way or more, call us at 561-229-2379. Again, 561-229-2379, or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. All right, man. Go back to the database and pull one of those jokes. Still laughing at mine? Right?
Okay. Well, and I found one, and I've actually been this dad. It says, "What are the four seasons of being a dad?"
Hold on a minute. So there are four answers to that question?
There's four seasons.
Four seasons.
To being a dad.
To be the dad. Let me write. Yes.
First, turn down the heat. Second, open the windows. Third, turn down the AC. Fourth, close the windows. I've been that dad. Open the window. What do you mean? Turn up the AC, turn down the AC. I've been that dad.
I know. What about, are you trying to cool down the whole neighborhood?
Yes. Because close that door.
We weren't paying the bills then.
Yes.
Okay, I get that. All right. So, for those of you who just joined us, we have a daily DGJ, Dad's Got Jokes. And if you wish to hear one, if you wish to let us have one of yours, text us or email us.
Yeah, we don't always hit a home run on the jokes.
Okay, speak for yourself. Okay. So within the few minutes that we have left, we have been talking about the Lord's Prayer, which really should be called the Disciples' Prayer. And we look at what Jesus taught them, the Our Father. Mm-hmm. Our refers to the relationship between or among ourselves as dads and the disciples then, but us as dads, as fathers and father figures. That's a horizontal. And then the vertical between God and us. But there shouldn't just be a relationship. There should be fellowship, yes. communication, dialogue, rapport.
Yes.
There's a third one, if we had time to read the whole thing. It's so in addition to the relationship, the fellowship, there is guardianship.
Okay.
He takes custody of us men.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I think it speaks to us as dads. We talked about child support the other day. Child support is far more than just paying money. You support mm-hmm. your children in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that we are taken care of by our Heavenly Father, He takes responsibility.
Yes.
He has full custody over us, guardianship. I think those three ships can be translated to our daily, earthly, routinely fathering here on planet Earth.
And the relationship and the fellowship gives us boldness to go to our Heavenly Father with our needs, which will contribute to the guardianship of what He gives us, because He said in His Word, He will supply all our needs.
All our needs. Gee, I don't know how much time we have left, but I want to quickly say something. It was only last week I met with a dad and two sons, and I was part of the discussion. I was like the neutral...
the mediator.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were getting allowances, and they, the boys, were trying to negotiate it up. And I don't think they had a clue what they wanted, because let's say they were getting $5 per week. I asked one of the sons, what do you think would be reasonable? He said $60. Even the other brother looked at him and said, how much? No, okay. That's not. So sometimes we ask of our Heavenly Father for something, and James said it, we ask amiss, like totally out of the realm of reasonableness. But thanks be to our Heavenly Father, who knows our needs more than we know them.
Yes.
He says no to some of the requests.
Yes. And I've said it before that God, in His infinite wisdom, He gives three answers.
Mm.
There's yes, there's no, and there's not now.
Not now.
Because sometimes we will ask for things that are big, but we're not ready for it.
We're not ready for it.
So we still have to go through the process of getting wisdom, knowledge, whatever. And God knows what the process is and how long it will take. Sometimes we will get impatient and usurp the process, but He will say, not now. That is not a no.
Mm.
It's a not now.
Man, that's just powerful. And as dads, the many times we have had to say, not yet, to our child.
Yes.
I clearly remember when I was teaching my daughter to drive, that is, she wasn't legal. And she wanted a vehicle. You couldn't get one. Not now. So, there are times we have to say, not now. Other times we say outright no.
Right.
Because it's not good for them. Well, listen, we are coming to the end, and again, we're so grateful to God for His Word, the sort of manual for life.
Yes.
And I find it fascinating that even in parenting, we can turn to God's Word and receive instructions more than any sort of psychology or sociology book. We can learn from God's Word what to do and what not to do.
Yes.
All right. So we have a few seconds left. One last word from you, brother.
Well, there's always a good time to dad up and to form the relationship, fellowship, and guardianship with our children.
All right. I agree with you. And again, we say have a great day and
dad up.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup at thefatherchildconnection.org. That's